Good morning, and thank you for joining me. This is Richard August, the autistic Christian MGTOW, the red pill man who lights it up blue. This is Yea, the Bible Saith This. And today's reading shall be from Genesis chapters 25 and 26. And we begin in prayer. Lord, open thou our hearts to hear, and by thy word to us draw near. Let us thy word still pure attain. Let us thy children and heirs remain. In Jesus' name, amen. And we begin in Genesis chapter 25. And this is from, again, my 1560 edition of the Geneva Bible, as you can see here. Now Abraham had taken him another wife called Keturah, which bare him Zimran, and Yokshan, and Medan, and Midian, and Ishbak, and Shuah. And Yokshan begat Sheba, and Dedan, and the sons of Dedan were Ashurim, and Letushim, and Leumim. Also the sons of Midian were Ephah, and Epher, and Hanoch, and Abida, and Eldaah. All these were the sons of Keturah. And Abraham gave all his goods to Isaac, but unto the sons of the concubines which Abraham had, Abraham gave gifts, and sent them away from Isaac his son while he yet lived, eastward to the east country. And this is the age of Abraham's life which he lived, 175 years. Then Abraham yielded the spirit, and died in a good age, an old man, and of great years, and was gathered to his people. And his sons Ishak and Ishmael buried him in the cave of Machpelah, in the field of Ephron, son of Zohar the Hittite, before Mamre, which field Abraham bought of the Hittites, where Abraham was buried with Sarah his wife. And after the death of Abraham, God blessed Ishak his son, and Ishak dwelt by Beer Lahai-Roi. Now these are the generations of Ishmael, Abraham's son, whom Hagar the Egyptian, Sarah's handmaid, bare unto Abraham. And these are ye names of the sons of Ishmael, name by name, according to their kindreds. The eldest son of Ishmael was Nebaioth, then Kedar, and Adbeel, and Mibsam, and Mishma, and Duma, and Masa, Hadar, and Tima, Yetur, Naphish, and Kadima. These are the sons of Ishmael, and these are their names by their towns, and by their cattles to wit, 12 princes of their nations. And these are ye years of the life of Ishmael, 137 years, and he yielded the spirit, and died, and was gathered unto his people. And they dwelt from Havilah unto Shur, that is towards Egypt, as thou goest to Ashur. Ishmael dwelt in the presence of all his brethren. Likewise, these are the generations of Ishak, Abraham's son. Abraham begat Ishak, and Ishak was 40 years old when he took Rebekah to wife, the daughter of Bethuel, the Aramite of Paddan Aram, and sister to Laban the Aramite. And Ishak prayed unto the Lord for his wife, because she was barren, and the Lord was entreated of him, and Rebekah his wife conceived. But the children strove together within her. Therefore she said, "Seeing it is so, why am I thus?" Wherefore she went to ask ye Lord. And the Lord said unto her, "Two nations are in thy womb, and two manner of people shall be divided out of thy bowels, and the one people shall be mightier than the other, and the elder shall serve ye younger." Therefore when her time of deliverance was fulfilled, twins were in her womb, so that he came out first was red, and he was all over as a rough garment, and they called his name Esau. And afterward came his brother out, and his hand held Esau by the heel. Therefore his name was called Jacob. Now Ishak was 80 years old when Rebekah bare them. And the boys grew, and Esau was a cunning hunter, and lived in ye fields. But Jacob was a plain man, and dwelt in tents. And Ishak loved Esau, for venison was his meat, but Rebekah loved Jacob. And Jacob sought pottage, and Esau came from the field and was weary. Then Esau said to Jacob, "Let me eat, I pray thee, of ye pottage so red, for I am weary." Therefore his name was called Edom. And Jacob said, "Sell me even now thy birthright." And Esau said, "Lo, I am almost dead. What is then this birthright to me?" Jacob then said, "Swear to me even now," and he sware to him, and sold his birthright unto Jacob. Then Jacob gave Esau bread and pottage of lentils, and he did eat and drink, and rose up and went his way. So Esau condemned his birthright. Genesis chapter 26. And there was a famine in the land, besides the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. Wherefore Isaac went to Abimelech, king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. For the Lord appeared unto him, and said, "Go not down into Egypt, but abide in the land which I shall show unto thee. Dwell in this land, and I will be with thee, and will bless thee. For to thee and to thy seed I will give all these countries. And I will perform the oath which I swear unto Abraham thy father. Also I will cause thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven, and will give unto thy seed all these countries. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. Because that Abraham obeyed my voice, and kept mine ordinance, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws." So Isaac dwelt in Gerar. And the men of the place asked him of his wife, and he said, "She is my sister." For he feared to say, "She is my wife," lest, said he, the men of the place should kill me, because of Rebekah, for she was beautiful to the eye. So after he had been there a long time, Abimelech, king of the Philistines, looked out at a window, and lo, he saw Isaac sporting with Rebekah, his wife. Then Abimelech called Isaac and said, "Lo, she is of a surety thy wife, and why saidst you, 'She is my sister'?" To whom Isaac answered, "Because I thought this, it may be that I shall die for her." Then Abimelech said, "Why hast thou done this unto us? One of the people had almost lain by thy wife, so shouldest thou have brought sin upon us." Then Abimelech charged all his people, saying, "He that toucheth this man or his wife shall die the death." Afterward Isaac sowed in that land, and found in the same year 100-fold by estimation, and so ye Lord blessed him. And the man waxed mighty, and still increased, till he was exceeding great. For he had flocks of sheep, and herds of cattle, and a mighty household. Therefore the Philistines had envy at him, insomuch that ye Philistines stopped and filled up with earth all the wells which his father's servants digged in his father Abraham's time. And then Abimelech said unto Isaac, "Get thee from us, for thou art mightier than we a great deal." Therefore Isaac departed thence, and pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar, and dwelt there. And Isaac returning, digged the well of water, which they had digged in the days of Abraham his father, for the Philistines had stopped them after the death of Abraham, because he gave them the same names, and he gave them the same names which his father gave them. Isaac's servants then digged in the valley, and found there a well of living water. But the herdmen of Gerar did strive with Isaac's herdmen, saying, "The water is ours." Therefore called he the name of the well Esek, because they were at strife with him. Afterward they digged another well, and strove for that also, and he called the name of it Sitnah. Then he removed thence, and digged another well, for the which they strove not. Therefore called he the name of it Rehoboth, and said, "Because ye Lord hath now made us roam, we shall increase upon ye earth." So he went up thence to Beersheba. And the Lord appeared unto him the same night, and said, "I am the God of Abraham thy father. Fear not, for I am with thee, and will bless thee, and multiply thy seed for my servant Abraham's sake." Then he built an altar there, and called upon the name of the Lord, and there spread his tent, where also Isaac's servants digged a well. Then came Abimelech to him from Gerar, and Ahuzzath, one of his friends, and Phicol, the captain of his army, to whom Isaac said, Wherefore come ye to me, seeing ye hate me, and have put me away from you? Who answered, We saw certainly that the Lord was with thee, and we thought thus, Let there be now an oath between us, even between us and thee, and let us make a covenant with thee. Thou shalt do us no hurt, as we have not touched thee, and we have done unto thee nothing but good, and sent thee away in peace. Thou now, the blessed of the Lord, do this. Then he made them a feast, and they did eat and drink. And they rose up betimes in the morning, and sware one to another. Then Isaac let them go, and they departed from him in peace. And in that same day Isaac's servants came and told him of a well which they had digged, and said unto him, We have found water. So he called it Sheba. Therefore the name of the city is called Beersheba unto this day. Now when Esau was 40 years old, he took to wife Judith, the daughter of Beeri and Hittite, and Basemath, ye daughter of Elon and Hittite also. And they were a grief of mind to Isaac and to Rebekah. Here ends today's reading of the Holy Word of God from the 1560 Geneva Bible. Yea, the Bible saith this. May God add his blessing to this reading of his holy word. Thank you for watching and listening. This has been Richard August, the Artistic Christian MGTOW, the Red Pill Man Who Lights It Up Blue, and I will see you tomorrow for continued reading in Genesis.